It's the cost of war. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A sell-off to start the week on Wall Street. The Dow's plunging almost 400 points. Stock markets also falling across Europe as the sanctions imposed on Russia for invading Ukraine get even stronger. Cutting off the Russian central bank today, Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, Russia insists it has the means to fight off Western sanctions, but there's been financial chaos in Moscow today. The value of the ruble currency has hit a new record low, sinking by as much as 30% at one point earlier. Russia's central bank has doubled interest rates at a stroke, and the Moscow Stock Exchange remained closed today. The volatility comes after the US and its allies moved in an unprecedented step to freeze Russia's hard currency reserves. Dave?
Simon, there's an attempt to stop the war. Talks between Russia and Ukraine, with the Ukrainian president saying
they have nothing to lose by talking. But yet, fighting on the ground does continue. A number of missile attacks over the weekend targeted civilian infrastructure here in the capital of Kyiv, killing at least two people in a residential building.
Ukraine says 16 children are among the civilian casualties since the invasion.
And we do have new images from Kharkiv, the second largest city in Ukraine, showing intense street battles and shellings by Russian forces as the Ukrainian people look to push back this offensive.
Fox's Trey Yingston. While 500,000 Ukrainians have fled the country, Fox's Mike Tobin caught up with people in Lviv making Molotov cocktails.
They're taking old liquor bottles, they fill them with petroleum and soap shavings. The soap shavings combine with the petroleum to make like a jelly, and that has the effect when the firebomb breaks open, where the bottle breaks open, all of that jelly goes everywhere like napalm and sticks to whatever it attaches to. And they send it off to places like Kiev, where the people are deeply engaged in the fight.
Now, unrelated to Ukraine, jury selection starts today in the first Capitol riot case to go to trial. A Texas man faces numerous charges. Many of the 700 others arrested have pleaded guilty. America's listening.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
To foxnews.com. Well, again, on Wall Street, stocks are down big to start the week. Fox's Lillian Wu is monitoring the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, that deepening crisis in Ukraine has the Dow tumbling more than 400 points as investors assess the effects of sanctions against Russia. The Nasdaq is off by 60, S&P down 40. Now, to the upside are defense stocks like Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin, also energy companies like Chevron, which, by the way, is buying biodiesel company Renewable Energy Group. And the price of crude oil surging about 3.5%, closing in on $95 a barrel. Dave?
Lillian, oil's rise could make gas even pricier. It's already up a dime the past 2 weeks.
Depending on what the combination of sanctions imply for oil prices, we may see another surge in oil prices and therefore gasoline and diesel prices.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg's survey of stations has regular gas at $3.64 per gallon. AAA's national average $3.61. That's 26 cents more than a month ago. Russia's invasion of Ukraine not playing well in the world of sports.
Last week, St. Petersburg, Russia lost hosting rights for soccer's Champions League final. Formula One's Russian Grand Prix got canceled. Now the International Olympic Committee says all athletes from Russia and Belarus for its support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine should be excluded from international competitions. Russia's national soccer team could face sanctions from FIFA, which spoke of potential exclusion from competitions in the near future. For now, Russia can compete in World Cup qualifying matches, but may no longer use the name Russia. Instead, the acronym RFU for Russian Football Union, Russian flag, cannot be used, nor can the anthem get played, and matches can only take place at neutral sites without spectators. MMA champion Yaroslav Amosov and two-time Olympic gold medal boxer Vasily Lomachenko will join their native Ukraine in battle. Jared Max, Fox News.
Baseball talks resume today, and if there's no deal by tonight, the season may not start on time. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.